Blog Talk Radio.
That was Carla Lynn Hall, and that was Supernova, my favorite from her songs, and it's so apropos of moi, dare I say it. Alrighty, so welcome to Budget Weddings NYC, and I do. It is Friday, the evening of the 15th of May. Welcome to Budget Weddings NYC, where you can learn various facts on saving money and staying within your budget for your wedding, whether you're spending $15,000 or less or more. Alrighty, so welcome. This is Charlena PF, your wandering host, you might want to say, although not really true. I have been off the air for an entire month, and I do apologize, but parts of that was beyond my control. I will tell you a little bit about what happened, maybe not all of it, but a little bit. On April 1, And it does have to do with surrender. Let me back up and say that if you did not know, April was the month for surrender in lectionaries, possibly spiritual lectionaries, not just the Bible or from the Christian perspective, but it might actually have been also in the Torah and whatever and other religions as well. But in any case, April is a month of not only change, which also was an affect within my life, and also the month of surrender. So on April 1st, I won't go into all the details, but on April 1st, I was asleep somewhere very early in the morning. So April 1st, as you know, is April Fool's Day, usually here in the U.S., and people play tricks on other people if you're not aware of it. So I evidently played a trick on myself. So I was asleep, and as I was about to stand up, I realized as I'm sleeping that my legs are also asleep. So my right leg is less asleep than my left, but that didn't really go through my mind at the time. But as I was just about to stand up, I got this intuitive voice, I guess, or something in my mind said, don't stand up, your legs are asleep. But because I was asleep, I stood up. And, oh my goodness, my right leg gave out because it was still asleep. My left leg, which I then put all of my weight on, said, oh no. I am even more asleep than your right leg. You should have stamped out these feet. My left leg collapsed underneath me. It went back, hit something. I don't know if it hit anything, maybe not, because it was asleep, who knows? I don't even know. The only thing I know is that I could no longer stand up without holding on to things. And all the while, I'm trying to be quiet because my husband's asleep. And I knew it was quite early when I passed my office. I realized that it was a little before 4 a.m., so I hobbled into the kitchen to get some peas and put it on my foot, get back into bed and put it on my foot. And it was painful. I cannot lie, it was the worst pain I have ever had, even through the surgeries that I have had. It was the worst pain. Alrighty, I know this Budget Weddings NYC has nothing to do with foot pain, but that is part of the reason why you have not heard from me in, I guess now it's really a month, 6 weeks. It's been 6 weeks. So in any case, my foot healed actually is still in the process of healing, but my doctor released me last week, right before May 1st, and I've been in a sneaker for 5 days now, and which is heaven on earth. And what I can say to you is never, well, I don't know, maybe you should have crutches. I was given crutches when I went to the hospital, and I don't know, I couldn't get into my house. I had to rethink how to get into my house that has steps. In any case, I am well. I am so happy, and I just wanted to touch on the idea of April is the month of surrender. So April's gone. But if you are experiencing any feelings of overwhelm or stress or craziness, people pulling you hither and yon while you're planning your wedding or working out the strategies for your wedding, I say don't wait. Do not wait. There's no reason to wait until next April to release that stress. And especially since, you know, right before this unfortunate accident, or maybe it was fortunate because I was able to rethink a lot of various things. Right as that was happening, my train of thought left there. As I was in the midst, I realized that April was the month of surrender. But you don't have to wait. You could have an hour of surrender. If you're feeling crazed because you're doing all sorts of things, your new family's pulling you here one way, your family's pulling you another, friends are chiming in and telling you all sorts of things, and your fiancé is telling you other things, and you're just feeling like your hair's on fire and there's no place for you to go. If you're feeling like that, take some time out and surrender yourself. Just take deep breaths. And I do this in as you know, in my meditation series, my meditation every Friday night at midnight. I have, I give you a chance for 15 minutes or so to surrender your life to feeling at ease. And you don't have to follow me at midnight if you don't want to, but if you're feeling stressed out and burnt out and can't get your feet on solid ground, then take a few moments, even if it's a minute. There are minute meditations, which is basically just forgetting all about what you have to do or must do or people are telling you you can't live without. Just take a minute and inhale a deep breath. In fact, let's do it for a minute. Inhale a very deep breath down to mid-chest. Let's go. And hold it for four. And release it. With an sigh of release. And then inhale again. And this time hold it for six. And release it with a really big sigh. And breathe out through your mouth. Inhale a third time and have it go down to your knees this time. Hold it and release. And this time we're going to inhale from the bottom of our feet to the tips of our tip top of our head. Inhale deeply. Throw your hands up in the air as you inhale, and then hold it for a moment and exhale. And I'm going to ask you to do it one more time. And this time, I want you to imagine that as you're breathing in, the breath is all white and it's going through your entire body. It's going down your chest, down your stomach, down your thighs, your knees, your shins, your ankles, down to the tip of your big toe. And hold it. And release with a big sigh of release. Oh, doesn't that feel wonderful? Don't you feel as if you've had a mini vacation? It's only been a minute. And yet you were able to release any and all of your, all of the things that were going on in your life today and maybe even yesterday, maybe even a week ago. So anyway, any time that you have a chance to surrender, whether it be just on a breath, a couple of breaths in, surrendering on the divine within you or whoever you call your divine. Take that opportunity, whether it's a minute, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, if you can spare a half an hour, oh, you will never be the same. You will feel as though you've had a vacation for more than a day, maybe a week. Meditation is so wonderful for your body, for your health, for your mind, for your mental capacity. It is one of the best things that you can give yourself. So if you have that opportunity during the day, or even during just, even if you can only do it once a week, do it. You will feel not only refreshed, but you will feel 100% better. And you can look at any problem, and it will become not a problem, maybe a small challenge, but you'll be able to work it through. All righty, so I may not take all of the half an hour. I might. I've already taken 16 minutes of it. But in any case, I wanted to tell you a little bit about that. Now, the other reason I have not been on the air is that there was something that went on in my apartment building, not my own apartment, but in my apartment building. There was someone who, the only thing I can say is the person was not, I'm going to get metaphysical on you, the person did not believe that she would be able to have what she could have without doing something underhanded. So basically what she did was she cried wolf in terms of there being gas in her apartment. Yes, I'm saying it. She cried wolf, and she cried wolf twice. And when you cry wolf twice, that means the fire department doesn't just inspect your apartment. They inspect everybody's apartment in the building. And because she cried wolf, the upshot is that not only was she evicted, but or vacated, I should say. We weren't evicted, we were vacated. Everybody in the building except for one person was vacated in the building. So my metaphysical statement to you is, if you do not believe that you deserve what you deserve, then things happen in that you receive what your belief is. So I guess her belief was that she didn't deserve it, so she was going to get it any way that she could. She wanted something. She received the best that the landlord was willing to give, but she wanted something more. And rather than go through the landlord and just ask for it, she went this other route. So my husband and I have been touring, but we believe we found an apartment. Well, we haven't really been touring. We've been staying with at my mother-in-law's house. So we believe we have found an apartment, so everything should be stable very shortly. So I just wanted to let you know, it wasn't that I forgot. It was not that I forgot. It was just that my studio was displaced. So, but shortly we will be in a stable position. Now, I want to let you know of some of my upcoming guests. One of the people is, of course, Angela Alfieri. She will be back next week, and I had a whole host of questions to ask her, and we just ran out of time. Now, the really fun thing is she is fresh off her first retreat, and that retreat was in St. John, and I'm going to find out just how much fun that was and what maybe people were talking about in reference to how they felt after her workshop. And she'll give us some insight on when her next one might be. And, you know, she and I said that we were going to work on something together, and I think that it would be a lot of fun to have engaged couples go to her workshop, a combined workshop. We would do something like she would do the yoga and also relaxation, and then from my point of view, I would do my engaged communication. And I think that would be a lot of fun for all of us to go to St. John and experience that. Now, last night, I had the distinct pleasure of doing a speaking gig, and this was for my other love, which is business, and it was for The Business Plan, which is a book by Lorana Edwards, and the business plan was the gig was in reference to the business plan for new entrepreneurs. That's another of my second loves, entrepreneurship. So, and I met a young lady. Her name is Sacred. Oh, let me get her name. Sacred Walker, and she is, her business is Kumba Health LLC, and this is in Brooklyn, and she is holding a day retreat in at Sarah Lawrence College, and that is happening in mid, it's actually on June 19th, that's Friday, June 19th through Sunday the 21st, Sarah Lawrence College, and that's in Yonkers, and it is in celebration of both Juneteenth and the summer solstice. Now, if you're not familiar with Juneteenth, I will let you know that that is, that was part of a, that was part of the emancipation for the slaves, except that in Texas, they, the plantation owners, conveniently, forgot to tell the slaves that they were emancipated. And so they were not emancipated for, I think it was, I don't know the exact date at this point. I think it was 4 months later. So Juneteenth is celebrated on a yearly basis. And so she is having a summer women's retreat, and it's called Fire. And I'm just going to read from her flyer that she gave me. We invite you to keep notes of your dreams. We intend to support the manifestation of your dreams below. Are you a woman in need of a local getaway to connect to that divine inner fire, the part of you that feels alive, radiant, and inspired? A creative experience you'll never forget to springboard your transitions into transformation. Register at www.k, and that's as in kick, HHP as in Paul.org/women-retreat and see our payment plan options there. And that's at womensretreatfirepaymentplan.eventbrite.com. Also, just so you know, her mission is a finely tailored, holistic women's retreat experience with which aims to creatively and innovatively channel your inner fire to turn stages of transition into springboards of transformation for improved health, purpose, alignment, financial success, and or joyous love in a circle of sisterhood. Fire, let us support the reignition of your dreams. So, and if you would like to call, you may also call at 929-245-2814. And Ms. Walker will be with me in the near future. It'll probably be in July that she will be with me here on Budget Weddings NYC. I don't want to inundate you with relaxation, although I am all about relaxation because, as you know, Angela Alfieri is a relaxation expert. Now, let's see what else. Oh, I also met in my travels as I was going back and forth and getting ready for Mother's Day. I ran into a very nice young lady who makes her own jewelry. And if I can find her information, I will let you know who she is. And she was in Queens. She was, she makes her own jewelry. And it was really quite beautiful. I would hope that you would look her up. Where I saw her was on Springfield in St. Albans, maybe? Not sure. Springfield and Linden Boulevard. And, of course, now I can't find her information, which is very strange. But she had some really beautiful jewelry, and I am going to invite her to be on my show. Oh, here's her information. Her name is Pat Parrish, And her email is hhanddesign. And she says, if you don't see it, we'll make it specially for you, jewelry to accessorize your wear. I was giving you her email. Email, hhanddesign@icloud.com. When I say it was beautiful, I don't know lots of gems. I cannot say that I am an expert on gems. Weddings, yes. Gems, no. I know the things that I love. I love, I might be an expert on pink gold, diamonds, and amethyst, I think, is probably the extent of my gem recollection. Of course, garnets. But she had some beautiful brown, a really beautiful brown, you know, actually it's not even brown. It was a gold with reddish veins running through these big beads that she'd made into a necklace. And then she had some lots of various earrings. So she'll be on in the very near future. Now, let me see. I gave you Kumba's Sacred Walker. She's the founder and executive manager of LEAD, Holistic Mental Health Practitioner. So she will be on in the near future, as well as Angela Alfieri and the other woman who I did not find her information. And I do apologize for that because I did have it. But when you're moving around, you sometimes move stuff quickly and it gets not lost, but a bit misplaced. Hand design. See, I just had it. Hand design, Pat Parrish. All righty. So now, Angela, as I said, will be on next week, and then I will be on again in 2 weeks after that. But tonight, of course, is the midnight meditation. And last week we did surrender, but I believe I am also doing a little bit more on surrender tonight, either surrender or change. I'm not quite sure as yet, but in whatever it is, it will be something that you can sink yourself into and release everything that is going on with you. It is my hope that even though I was away for a month, that you will come back and enjoy the various people that I am able to bring on my show to help you with your wedding plans. And if you have any need for wedding strategies, assistance, I am more than happy to help you. I have a four-tiered plan that I can help you with. The bronze, which is the basic. Silver is a little bit more for the DIY. Gold is a little bit more. And then, of course, the platinum. The platinum I usually do only about 2 to 4 a year, and that's it, because platinum, of course, involves a lot more intense work. But with the basic, I assist you with your wedding in terms of assisting you with the strategies and how to go about getting everything done within your budget, even if it's nominal. And then we go up from there. So it's from 0 to 3,500 to 5,000 for the silver. 5,000 to 10,000 for the gold, and then 15,000 and above for the platinum. Alrighty. So it was so nice, so wonderful to be back. I will be back with you in 1 week with Angela Alfieri of Inhale, Exhale, Relaxation Expert. Looking forward to coming back at you. In the meantime, have a great weekend, and I will speak to you this evening at midnight for our meditation time. Bye-bye.